I am from the great state of Arkansas. We call it the natural state. I spent a year in Brussels, Belgium as a K-1 teacher right after college. And then I went right back to my hometown and actually retired from education in that area.
What brought you to Ringgold?
A friend of mine said, hey, why don't you go to this website and check out all of the jobs that are available in Alaska. From there, it accelerated very quickly. Within 7 days, I had been offered the job. I had found an apartment. I had already talked to the people about renting the apartment, and they wanted to rent to me. And I had my ticket to fly to Ringgold. I flew out of Arkansas, out of Little Rock, on August the 9th, and get here to Ringgold on Sunday morning of August the 10th. And then August the 11th, I started work.
Did you feel rested?
No, I did not. We are 3 hours behind here. It was quite a transition.
And were you ever a principal before?
Yes, I was. I was a principal in the Arkansas, in the Northwest Arkansas area, and it was in a K-4 school. I had a great experience, loved the kids, and knew that I would be a good fit here.
And how long were you a principal over there?
I was principal for 2 years.
What's your role as a principal?
I feel like as a principal is to be a leader. I also feel like that it is a principal's job to be a role model to students and to staff. I have the motto of listen, and the say it, the letters in listen, if you rearrange them, are silent. So I absolutely am listening, trying to be silent as much as I can, and trying to get feedback on where we need to help make this school better.
And you are new. Do you have any ideas of that, where you need to make the school better?
I have offered staff, you know, their feedback and getting some ideas about how some things that we can make run a little smoother. And the staff has been fantastic. They have great ideas.
Yeah, can you give a couple examples?
Minor things, like the pickup line. For one of my first questions was, why does K-1 walk in at the opposite end and everybody else comes in through the gym? And they're like, well, we started that when we were at COVID, but we don't really have to do that anymore. So we kind of ironed that out and made a little bit of changes as far as like art and music and Tlingit education, just kind of ironing out those things and making sure that we are meeting all of the needs of our students.
What are your goals for this?
So Ringgold School District core values are be respectful, be honest, act with integrity, be courageous, develop confidence, and be kind. Our vision is to graduate students who are resilient, innovative, and prepared for their future.
Outside of work, tell me who you are. What are your interests?
I'm still discovering things here in Ringgold. I'm seeing the rich history that's here. I am a big reader. I have a blog. I am a mother. I have a son who lives in Arkansas, so I have a big extended family. I'm really known as Aunt Kathy.
What kind of books do you like to read?
Typically, I have a nonfiction book going, and I'm really into historical fiction.
And what's your blog called?
So my blog is called Well, That's a Deep Subject. When I first started the blog, it was focused on my beliefs as a Christian, and talking about things that were jumping out at me as far as lessons that I'd learned or things that I have read through Bible study. But I have kind of changed the direction a little bit to the bold step of faith that I've taken to move north to Alaska.
Is there anything else you would like to add to this interview?
I have felt so welcome here. So I feel like that, again, I am right where I'm supposed to be.